A coming change in basic bankruptcy laws is suddenly the subject of renewed controversy in the wake of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. Some say the new law will make things worse for people whose lives have already been financially devastated. Critics say the new laws make it harder for individuals and businesses affected by the hurricanes to get financial relief. We're joined by Day-to-Day personal finance contributor Michelle Singletary. Michelle, I've heard about this new bankruptcy law. It's going into effect this month. What's going to happen?
The major thing is, the thing that's really upsetting critics who worry about the victims of Katrina and Rita, is that there's a means test. Before, a filer could decide which bankruptcy they wanted to file, either Chapter 7, which is basically you wipe out all your debts, or Chapter 13, which you agree to pay some of your debts over a five-year period. The new law will basically force people to look at, the courts to look at what people earn. And if you earn more than the median income for your state, you have to do a Chapter 13. So now the critics say, well, here you have people who have lost everything in Katrina and Rita, who may have earned quite a bit, but now are in a situation where they may have to file bankruptcy. Do they, in fact, have to go through the means test under the new law? And they do.
So this means test, presumably it would look at your tax return to figure out what your income is, right?
Right. They look at all the, you know, your pay stubs, your tax returns, and other documentation to indicate what your income and expenses are.
But a lot of people along the Gulf Coast, they wouldn't have jobs anymore.
So many critics say that there's some people who were victims of Katrina and Rita who would not have qualified for a Chapter 7, who might now because they don't have any income. And so they say they ought to be able to file and not worry about this means test.
Well, the deadline is October 17th. Is there a scramble to file, and do people need to file for bankruptcy by then? I would think this would be getting pretty complicated.
Absolutely, and that deadline's going to come up quite quickly. And the other thing is, they don't have any paperwork, many of these people, because everything was destroyed. Now, some people say that there are definitely some leeway in this law, and there is a clause in the law that says under special circumstances, the courts can look at case filers and perhaps go ahead and put them in a Chapter 7. But obviously, that's going to vary from court to court. And I think that's what the critics say, that there ought to be a consistency so people who are victims of something this major won't have to worry about trying to dig up all their files.
Do natural disasters such as these hurricanes usually spark an upsurge in bankruptcy filings?
You know, there was a law professor, Robert Lawless, I love his name, of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, who did a report that's in an upcoming article in the Nevada Law Journal that showed that after major storms, the number of bankruptcies do increase significantly, as much as 50%. You know, lots of lenders and credit card companies are doing what they can to relieve debtors, but if you're going to go weeks and months without a job, you know, you're not going to be able to pay your bills.
Well, now you have people all over the country who've scattered from the storm. What should they do if they are looking at this circumstance?
People should contact the American Bar Association. And I think on our website, npr.org, we can put up the numbers for the various states that people can call to look for a list of volunteers. There are people who come forward and bless their heart to help people who either trying to file before the deadline, October 17th, or find that they have to file afterwards.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for the Washington Post. She's our personal finance contributor, and you can hear her great advice every Tuesday. Michelle, thank you.
You're so welcome.